The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM. Now let's head courtside for the pregame. And alongside former coach Phil Dunn, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Welcome into high school tournament basketball here on KGYM. As tonight, it is 3A sub-state finals coming your way from the heart of Jackson County and Maquoketa, as it will be the Monticello Panthers taking on the Solon Spartans. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, and Coach Phil Dunn with you here tonight. First time I've had a chance to come to the brand new gym here at Maquoketa, and boy, a beautiful facility that they have here.
It is. It's just it's breathtaking. They did it right when they built this one. You get a oval, not necessarily an oval, but you get a walk around the up and you up the upstairs, and you go down, and great for seating. And it's great tonight where they're going to be able to spread some people out too, because they are limiting the capacity a little bit, but you got plenty of room for it.
Yeah, you do. Probably seats about 1,500, but yeah. The end zone seats, and you got seats, of course, on each side of the sidelines as far as the court is concerned. And, of course, the home of the Maquoketa Cardinals. And you come to Maquoketa, and the first guy you think of is the legend Bill Fleming, who unfortunately passed away about a year ago. And anytime you think Maquoketa basketball, you think of Bill Fleming.
Yeah, he won an awful lot of basketball games through the years here. And did a lot for the game of basketball throughout not just the Maquoketa area, but throughout the state of Iowa.
Well, we got a good one here tonight. Maybe the best as far as the sub-state matchups are concerned in Class 3A. Two top 10s going at it. Unbeaten Monticello, 21-0. They are rated number two in Class 3A. They come out of the River Valley Conference, the north side of things, where they were the champions. Kind of the overall champions, if you will, because they beat the South Division champion West Branch in a head-to-head battle toward the end of the campaign. And you've got the number 9 rated Solon Spartans. They come in at 21-2. Solon, 9th rated in Class 3A. And the Spartans, the East Division champions of the WAMAC Conference as far as this season is concerned. And that's pretty much where the similarity ends as far as the background between these two teams this year. You got Monticello, who was a state participant a year ago in Class 2A, moving up to 3A. They're on the kind of the bottom couple of teams in Class 3A this year. They have played one 3A opponent. That was Decorah, the final game of the season. Came back to win, down 8 with under 2 minutes left. Came back to win that game by 1 going into the tournament. Meanwhile, Solon has played in the WAMAC, playing basically 3A teams all through the campaign. So that adds another level of intrigue, I think, to the game here tonight.
I think it does, too. It's always fun in these postseason settings that you get to see people from different conferences. And like you said, maybe you don't have a whole lot of history playing against each other just because you're in different classes and you get a little bit of movement going on there. Solon has a long tradition of good basketball. They were, was it 2005 in that area, somewhere in there, where they were really, they're making state tournament their second home for a while back there, and Brad Randall was coaching them. And so Solon, it's got that great tradition and history of basketball, and good to see the rival or get to be play against a town that's not too far away from them, Monticello.
Yeah, and there are going to be a lot of Monticello folks here tonight surrounding us, and Solon people making their way here as well across the far side of things here at the Maquoketa Gymnasium here tonight. You got two teams. You take a look at them on paper, like to do a lot of the same things. They'll shoot some threes, high scoring, about mid-60s as far as their output is concerned. And they both take care of the ball, especially Monticello. The Panthers, 20 assists and only 9 turnovers per game. And I don't care if you're in the Big Ten or Big 12 or high school basketball, that's a very good ratio.
It is. When you take care of the basketball and you share it, obviously when you get 20 assists, they're sharing the basketball well, and That means they got good ball movement, and they really don't care necessarily who's going to score the points for them, and they can put it in the hole that way. And anytime you're in those single digits with the turnovers like they are below 10, that means they value their possessions, and they're not letting the defense bother them.
And Solon takes care of the basketball very well in their own right. 15 assists per game to only about 11 turnovers per contest coming into this one. And it's a Monticello team that's got some height. Justin Recker and then the Lamberts, Luke Lambert, Connor Lambert, 6'6", 6'4", 6'3". And Solon will counteract with some height in there as well with David Bluter at 6'4". And then Pustiaska in there at 6'5", and Cusick at 6'3". So, like I said, you know, aside from the schedules played by these two teams, they're quite similar coming in.
Yeah, and I'm sure that both of these clubs have so much momentum going into the into tonight's game. Whenever you get to that sub-state final where you got a chance to go into Des Moines, you've beaten a lot of good teams to get here. You're feeling really good about themselves, so a lot of confidence both these teams will bring out on the court tonight.
Indeed, as Monticello warming up to our right and Solon off to our left, the winner to the state tournament. One ticket already been punched to Des Moines in Class 3A as part of the first half of a doubleheader at Indianola earlier on. It was Dallas Center Grimes headed off to the state tournament. They beat Atlantic 48-37. So Dallas Center Grimes is off to the state tournament. We will not know the field tonight because one game has been moved to tomorrow night. That is the Mount Vernon-Davenport Assumption game due to the fact that the Assumption girls were playing at the girls state tournament in Des Moines. They fell 63-43 to Cherokee in a game that was just completed in Class 3A. So that game will be tomorrow night. The other games tonight, the back half of the Indianola doubleheader, number one Ballard at 22-1. We'll take on Bondurant Farrar. Substate 1, you've got the Carroll Tigers at 22-2 taking on Sergeant Bluff Luton at 15-7. Be very careful about Sergeant Bluff Luton. They play a 4A schedule throughout the year. Substate 2, you've got Clear Lake, the number one seed, taking on Humboldt looking for the upset tonight. Substate 3 out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, you've got Western Dubuque at 17-4 taking on 17-6 Decorah. You've got, of course, this in Substate number 4, Solon and Monticello. And then in Substate 6, Pella will be a heavy favorite against their Little Hawkeye Conference rival, Grinnell, tonight. And that is 21-2 Pella going up against 10-13 Grinnell. And then tomorrow night, Mount Vernon at 17-5 for Coach Tim will take on Davenport Assumption at 17-6. So that is your Substate lineup. So it's going to be a good 3A field.
Yeah, those 16 teams that you mentioned there, all been had a great year and quite great time of year, Scott, when you get to this sub-state, and there's a lot of anticipation, and you can feel it in here tonight with not just the players but the crowd as well.
Solon, the number one seed, they will be the home team designated here this evening, and even though Monticello is unbeaten, they were the number two seed as far as this sub-state is concerned. Let's go ahead and set our starters for this 3A sub-state final. First of all, for the Monticello Panthers, the champions of the River Valley North, number 2 in 3A, 21-0 unbeaten, coming into the ball game tonight. And at forward, it'll be number 4, Luke Lambert, 6'3", and a senior. And Luke Lambert, averaging 9.6 points per ball game, pulls down 5 rebounds per contest, 4.6 assists per game. Also, it will be number 5, Connor Lambert, 6'4", and a senior, averaging 8.6 points a game, 36% from three-point range, and averages 5 rebounds per game. At center, Justin Recker, the 6'6", senior, leads Monticello at 14.8 points, 7.2 rebounds a game, shooting 58% from the field. Ty Cahoe will be at one guard, 6 foot senior, number 11. Cahoe averaging 5.6 points per game. And Tate Peterson, a 5'11 sophomore, number 12, averaging double figures, 11 points and 38%, leads Monticello from three-point range. Head coach for the Panthers, the veteran, Tim Lambert. Now for the Solon Spartans, the Eastern Division champions of the WOMAC, 21-2, rated ninth in Class 3A. For Solon, They'll go with it. A four, Ben Cusick, 6'3 senior at 10.4 points per ball game, 6.3 rebounds. The lead, the Spartans also shoots 55% from the field. Also, it'll be at a four, number 21, David Bluter, 6'4 and a senior. Leads Solon at 14.8 points a game, 39% from three-point range. Of course, the son of Iowa women's coach Lisa Bluter. Kinnick Pustiaska will be at a forward, 6'5 and a junior. Pustiaska, 9 points a game, shooting 65% from the field. The guards are number 12, Will Noonan, the 6 foot senior. Noonan at 6 points per ball game, four assists as well. And Carson Shive, the 6'2 senior, number 15. Shive at 9.7 points, 48% from 3 point range. The head coach for Solon is Jared Galpin. Our officials tonight, as assigned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, we've seen them a lot in the tournaments, as it will be Jeff Horst, Ray Wilden, and Mark Gassman. Monticello in the road red with the black numbers, black letters trimmed in white with Monty across the front with an I, not an E. That's Montezuma with the E. And the shorts with the M on the side. Solon in their home of white uniforms with the black and orange trim. And some of the keys to our sub-state final tonight.
Well, we're looking, Scott, obviously when you get in a sub-state game, I've always thought that the start is really important because there's a lot of anticipation and emotion flowing through these kids right now. So both the teams want to get off to a good start. Limit runs by the other teams, because both these teams got a lot of firepower. I think if you can limit a run, you know that the run's coming, you got to weather through it, and then you got to be able to get a defensive stop here and there at key moments to try and get that momentum going the other way. And then finally, I think when you look at the tempo, I would anticipate we're going to see an up and down game, and we're both teams are going to want to put points on the board because that's what they've been doing all year long.
Lineups being introduced here. As the national anthem will be played here at Maquoketa, a real nice crowd is assembled here as we should have a very, very fine ball game between top 10 teams here this evening. And right now, we will rise and honor America with the playing of our national anthem.
And celebrating the freedom and those who protect it, we ask that you please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Here tonight from Maquoketa, as we get ready for one of these teams to go to the state tournament. And we saw the sub-states come out. I think everybody kind of anticipated this might be the matchup.
Yeah, and it was interesting. Every step along the way, you looked at it, and then when they did the seedings, coaches, of course, get together and do those seedings and kind of figure it out. And when Solon got the one nod over Monticello, Monticello kind of maybe have a little chip on their shoulder here coming into tonight's ballgame.
Pusiaska will tip it up against Justin Recker in the center circle. Jeff Horst will make his way in there, and we will get things underway here from Maquoketa with the Panthers of Monticello winning the opening tap. They'll go to the basket to our right, high above the crowd here at this beautiful facility here in Maquoketa. Man-to-man defense for the Solon Spartans. Up top, holding it up there, Luke Lambert, going to have Shive on him. They'll reverse it over the right wing. Cole Lambert gets it back up top to Peterson, and now they'll reset. Good defense so far by the Spartans, and the pass is kicked out of bounds by Peterson. Or check that by Will Noonan.
Yeah, Will Noonan up on the basketball that time, using his feet kind of like his hands to get a deflection.
Whatever you got to do.
Yep. And it's Pustioka.
Pustioska,
who's defending Recker on the
interior.
Maybe
we'll just call him Kennick.
There you go.
Because that's a lot better. Crossover dribble, spin move, scoop, layup, rimming, no. Offensive rebound and the putback up and good. Connor Lambert with the first two of the night. And it's 2-0. Here comes Solon attacking the basket to our left. Bluter gets it up top to Shive. He'll come into the lane, had it blocked. Good block in there by Justin Recker. And here comes Monticello the other way.
Connor Lambert cleaning up that rebound after the block.
Luke Lambert back out top. Here's Peterson. Going to be guarded by Noonan in the man-to-man. Lambert off the clear out. They reverse it over to Peterson. The two number 12s picking up one another. Here's Lambert. Puts it on the floor. Jump pass to the far side and nearly thrown away, but saved in by Monticello. Panther basketball. Cahoe running the baseline. Cut off right there was Lambert. Finally gets it out of there. Panthers have held it for almost a minute here, Phil.
Yeah, Solon pressuring the ball a little bit, but otherwise they're off in the lanes, trying to take away driving lanes.
Peterson drives left of the lane and then threw it into the backcourt. The violation on Monticello.
Coming down to his left that time, and as he tried to throw it back, his teammate wasn't expecting a kick out.
So it'll be Cusick to inbound. And now Bluter has it up top between the rings. He had it poked away and stolen. Two-on-one break. Bounce pass, left side of the lane, and the field goal is good by Peterson.
And Cahoe is the one who got the steal and the run out.
Shive down the baseline, reverses it up, no good, and the rebound down to the Panthers, who lead it early 4-0. Starts are so important in sub-state games.
Monticello's taking their, if they don't have anything right away, they've taken their time working the perimeter.
Cahoe to Lambert. Luke Lambert holds it, works it over now. Peterson playing catch up top. They feed the post. Recker, turnaround high archer, no, and the weak side board out of there to Solon. Cusick got it. 4-0. Monticello on top, 5:20 to play here in the opening quarter. Solon dumps it inside to Bluter. A little scoop down the lane is good.
Now, beautiful basketball that time by Solon offensively. Great ball movement and timing to find Bluter cutting to the basket.
Get him off and running, the leading scorer for the Spartans, and it's 4-2. Cahoe works it over to Luke Lambert, near side. And reverse it over to Connor Lambert. Lambert's playing catch with it. Starts a drive on Shive. He cut him off. The Panthers being very deliberate. Here's Peterson. Picked up by Noonan. Out top, standing right-hand dribble, and the pass to the wing is out of bounds.
Well, Lambert was going to cut to the basket that time. Connor Lambert, and a little miscommunication between the two out there.
4-2, Solon now down with the basketball. They can tie or take the lead with the three ball. Shive, as they run the weave on the far side. Pustioska gets it down low. Here's a post-up move, turnaround shot, rimming no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Cusick. Now he's doubled up top, trying to protect it, and does.
Well, Cusick had a good look. He had made a good move. He couldn't get the ball to drop for him, though.
Cusick, a big guard. And they're, I think, going to post him up. Stop and go move. Shive takes it inside, up, no, but drew the foul. Solon can be physical, I think, with Monticello.
That time, they, as they drove, there was a little bit of body contact. dropping the shoulder a little bit to get some separation.
First on Luke Lambert, first on the Panthers. And we'll get a ball change here before Carson Shive goes to the free throw line for the Spartans. Solon 66% on the year, Shive at only 49% though. Free throw up, good though.
Both coaches are giving instructions to their players on the dead ball here on the free throw.
Both these teams pretty darn good football teams too. Second one, no good. The deep kicker comes down to Cahoe. He started off as a Prairie Hawk way back in the day.
Back in the day, yep. Back in the middle school days.
Family moved up to Monticello. There's a bump out front on Kenick Pustiaska. That'll be his first and the first on the Spartans.
No, I think Monticello, they're being deliberate in what they're trying to do because I think they want to get post touches with Recker, but Recker moved to the perimeter now in this possession.
Solon's going to get ready to go to the bench. Here's Lambert. Brings it up the sideline. Guarded there by Shive. Now weaving into the lane, circling in there. Cut off was Cahoe. Gets it back up top to Lambert. Now to Peterson. He'll let fly for a deep three, way short. Offensive board, though, to Monticello. They find the cutter, drive and a kick. Cross court pass now to Lambert from the wing. Three in and out, no good. And we got a foul underneath, a hook, I think, on Solon.
Like Kusek, maybe?
Think so. First on Ben Kusek, the 6'3 senior. Team foul number two as Solon will go to the bench. Bo Jansen is in, as well as Jake Quillen. Quillen a 5'10 junior. Jansen a 6'1 senior. Jansen averaging about 4.5 off the bench as the shot goes for Monticello.
Yeah, beautifully executed that time by Brecker. Out of bounds set, he was the inbounder, and Solon lost track of him. They rubbed him off a little screen to get him wide open for layup.
6'3". Ball fake. Jansen works it over to the far side to Cusick. As they work the triangle right. Cusick turns the corner, got bumped a little bit, no call. Let the play here a little bit early on. Quillen over to Jansen, stutter dribble coming left. They play catch with it, trying to get it into the post. Instead, they go up top. Nice catch and a drive down the lane and a right-hand finish by Jansen.
Jansen goes up here, grabs it with two hands. Difficult pass to catch and then to finish off of.
6'5", Monticello on top. Peterson, the far left sideline, deep three, no good, and a one-hand rebound to Cusick. Quillen's up-court pass intercepted in midair by Peterson. Peterson going to go one-on-one. Fakes, leaves it for the trailer, and the ball tipped away and stolen by Bluder.
A lot of action right there. No points out of it from Monticello. Looked like they were going to get something easy initially. Good recovery by Solon.
Under two to play, first quarter, 6-5 in favor of Monticello. They've led the whole way. Cusick off the clear out, isolated left wing. Nice little pick and roll, but Kennick couldn't get it.
Well, there was good action that time, well thought out, just not quite executed.
As Solon will bring Drew Turner in, 6'2 senior, Shive back in for the Spartans. And Will Noonan also back in.
Solon liking to get a lot of players in this game in this first quarter.
Yeah, Monticello's stuck with their original five here. They'll work the weave up top. Coming off the ball screen, Cahoe. Works to the far side. They try to bounce it down low, and they're going to get a push on Turner.
The backside. Recker trying to post up on the block. Monticello running some misdirection and then trying to bring it back to Recker on the backside.
Already the third team foul on the Spartans. It'll be Monticello inbound right of the glass looking in. They'll lob it in the far corner to Recker. Now they'll set it back up with a minute 24 to play in the first. Monticello with a one-point lead. Luke Lambert has it to Connor Lambert. Trying to post up Recker. Now to the wing. Here's Lambert for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound out of there to Turner.
Nice screen out that time by Turner on Ricker. Giving up some height in that matchup.
But not bulk. Quillen, left of the circle to Jansen. Turns outside the three-point arc. Takes a tap of the key. Ricker picks him up on the hand back. They get it down to Noonan. Both teams patient here. A couple jab steps. Jansen coming off the screen with 40. Go for one here now, maybe?
Well, they've held it for quite a while here.
Nope, Quillen's going to go one-on-one. Tried to hook pass. Might have got away the walk. Now spins and lays it up and in. Found himself wide open.
Yeah, he did. And the defense, I think, thought he was going to throw it out, and they gave up on him, and he just turned and faced the basket. Now I think Monticello will go for one.
7-6, first lead. 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Panthers will hold it out front. K.O. going to go one-on-one. Drive and a kick to the corner. Lambert, three-pointer, and he hits.
Oh, then a double penetration. Open that up.
Three-quarter court shot, no good at the horn. We are through one. Number two, Monticello, 9. And number 9, Solon, 7. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys Substate Final Basketball from KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Scott Udash, Phil Dunn back with you here on KGYM. And we are back with you here from Maquoketa High School as we get ready for the second quarter to start. We did have a medical emergency. A fan needed some medical attention, and from all indications that we have been given is that fan is going to be okay, so that's the best news of all. And the five-minute warm-up period going on right now, and then we'll get back to basketball. As right now, after the first quarter, it is 9-7. Monticello with the lead. As Connor Lambert leading the way with 5 for Monticello. Justin Raker with 2. Peterson with 2 as well. And for Solon, they've got a trio with 2 apiece. Bluter, Quillen, and Jansen. And Shive with the free throw. And Monticello defensively only giving up in the 30s, and this is a little bit more tempo to their liking, I think.
Yeah, and the one thing about the break here, Scott, is I guess Solon now, and both teams get a chance to go in and kind of reevaluate, hey, this is what they were doing in the first quarter. You got a little bit more time to talk about things. See if we see any adjustments coming out here out of that little mini break.
All right, again, back to action. Solon, the home whites, with the black and orange, and Monticello in the red with the black and white trim. So we are just about set to go.
Yeah, it's going to be Solon ball, I believe, right?
Yep. So it's going to be Cusick, Bluter, Noonan, Pustiaska, and Shive starting 5 in there for Coach Galpin and Solon. And we're underway. Monticello has not subbed as of yet. The Lamberts, Raker, Cahoe, and Peterson. Solon basketball to start the second quarter. Inside, they get it to Shive, posting up. Tried to go with the high-low bounce and was intercepted. Peterson got his hands on it.
Good team defense by Monticello that time.
Cahoe in and under, reverses it high off the glass for 2.
Yeah, nice touch by Cahoe as he came down the lane area. Nobody from the backside from Solon came over and helped.
So it's a Monticello 4-point lead at 11-7. Bluder in the corner. Comes back. They work it down low. Here's Kinnick posting up. Fakes, turns, fires. Can't get it to go. And the rebound out of there to Connor Lambert. On the run. Peterson leaves it to Raker. Free throw line. Pass tipped. Almost goes into the backcourt. But Peterson picks it up. And now Monticello's going to get into a set here.
A little pick and roll action.
Lambert hooks the pass to Cahoe. Nice spin down the lane and finishes with the right hand.
He starts by going to his left. He comes back to his right. Strong move.
I think Jeremy Rickardson would have liked that.
Ah, nice looking drive. Nice looking move.
13-7. Pete inside, stolen away. 2-on-2 break. All the way down. Layup blocked out of there. It's out of bounds to Monticello as Raker had it knocked away. And we're going to get a 30-second Solon timeout.
Yeah, Monticello came out of that break attacking offensively. Cahoe with two of the baskets.
So a 30-second timeout going to be taken by the Spartans. As Monticello leading at 13-7, this is the biggest lead that the Panthers have had.
And Solon getting talked to about what they want need to do down here at the defensive end. Number one, you got to be ready to defend, and then you got to give some help. They haven't had help on consecutive possessions. They haven't been able to stop the dribble.
Monticello turned on the tempo a little bit more in the second quarter.
And they're going to be taking it out underneath. Luke Lambert will be the inbounder to start this out-of-bounds set.
Luke gets it in to Raker. Peterson left of the key. Over on the far side, Lambert drive, leaves it for Peterson. Against the Solon man-to-man, Cahoe sets a screen. Raker comes around and takes it left free throw line. Solon still in the man-to-man. Monticello being patient, spin, Cahoe, and another beautiful finish on the scoop and a chance at the three-point play.
Yeah, and Tate Peterson, I think, is the defender that got in trouble that time. Cahoe, that's the second time now. He set his man up going to his left. He spins back and finishes strong at the rim.
Cahoe with six, all in the quarter, make it seven. And it's a 16-7 Monticello lead. 7-0 run by the Panthers to start quarter number two. Out top, Cusick works it left side. Quillen quickly into the ball game for Solon. On the handoff, gets it to Noonan. Ooh, bounce pass, and we've got a push away from the ball on Solon. Offensive foul.
Yeah, illegal screen.
Now, who'd they get that on?
It's a number 10. Not a 10 on the
floor.
There
isn't a 10 out there.
They put 10 on the board as well. So I, don't know.
I am
number
not sure
one, maybe?
Who that is. And we've got a whistle. And the scorer's table wants to know as well. There is no 10. And now our officials are going to get together here.
I thought it was Peterson when I looked at it, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, you mean Noonan. So who did they call it on? Shive got the foul.
Shive got the foul, okay.
So give it to Carson Shive. Inbound for the Panthers. Right of the glass looking in. Lambert looking, and had to use a timeout. Boy, Coach Galpin wanted the five count, and I think he's got a pretty good case.
I think he did, too.
That was at 4 3/4.
He barely got it out. It got that timeout. And of course, the one official couldn't see him. He was looking at the far official calling the timeout, and it was the backside official that finally gave it to him.
16-7 Monticello. And the Panthers will end down at that same spot.
So I'm sure Solon's going to try and duplicate the same thing if they can as far as on the out-of-bounds possession here.
Raker going to inbound for Armani. Undefeated on the campaign. And they get it into Lambert. Peterson out front looking for that high-low. Couldn't get it done. Got the return pass back from Cole Lambert to Luke Lambert, or make it Connor Lambert in the corner. Up top, Cahoe has been a problem. Spins, gets doubled, kicks it outside. Three-pointer up, way short, and a rebound out of there to Noonan. Solon on the run. Noonan over to Quillen. Right back to Noonan. Turns, fires for three. Back iron, no. Rebound out of there to Connor Lambert of Monticello.
Now, that's the one thing that Monticello has done really well is they haven't given Solon second chance opportunities.
Pretty tall on that front line. Cahoe drives, hooks the pass to the corner, and then it's tipped out of bounds by Shive.
Going to stay Monticello ball. They're going to have to inbound from that far corner.
He just knocked it out of Luke Lambert's hands. 5-10 to play first half, 16-7 Monticello. Trying to remain unbeaten on the year. Peterson. Bounce pass, Luke Lambert. Circles down the lane all the way in. Now leaves it for Cahoe. Cross-court pass, Connor Lambert. They'll reset. Peterson, shake and fake move. Leaves it down on the baseline. Inside, pump fake. Reverse layup good by Raker.
Yeah, Raker, he comes from the backside to finish that one, and he uses his length to get above the Solon defenders.
9-0 run, 18-7. Pass inside, stolen away. Good hustle down there by Luke Lambert.
Falling out of bounds, he kept that alive for Monticello.
Seventh turnover already in the ball game on Solon. Luke Lambert on the handoff. Cahoe left of the lane, spins. Might have got away with a walk. Up top, Raker has it. Little shake and bake, kicks it outside to Peterson. Puts it on the floor, angles left, back up top. Cahoe going one-on-one. Inside, hangs and had it rejected out of bounds into the second row. Coming over to get the block was Cusick.
Cusick coming down the lane that time, giving help, as you said. As he came down the lane, he timed that perfectly.
Bluter back into the ball game. Wonder what it's like to play with the sanitized basketball this year. It feels better.
Well, the official's drying it off.
Bo Jansen into the game for Solon.
It could be slick, Scott, I know, that those basketballs. I know my daughter and the teammates talking about it sometimes. They came in and they were still slick, a little bit wet.
Mark Gassman doing his best to dry it off. Monticello with an 11-point lead with the basketball. Long cross-court bounce pass. Lambert back to Peterson, right of the key for three, and he hits.
Wide open there, and I think Solon's going to get a timeout.
Timeout, Spartans. And it'll be a full timeout. We'll take it. 3:51 to play first half. Monticello 21, Solon 7. Back in a minute here on KGYM.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Another 3A score to pass along to you. Third halftime, Western Dubuque leading Decorah 26-19. Here, 21-7. A 12-0 start to the second quarter for Monticello. Inside, Kenick posting up, drops it off inside to Jansen, and he was fouled going up. Good set coming off the timeout for Solon.
He'll get the ball inside to try and get something going offensively. Not able to finish, but he had a chance to shoot two free throws here.
Cahoe will get the foul. That'll be his first. Team foul number two on the Panthers. Jansen on the free throw line. Off the back iron, no good on the first one.
Coming in tonight, 50% from the free throw line.
Shive will come in. Pustiaski will check out for Solon. Free throw number two on the way, and that's good. Jansen got one out of two. He's got three off the bench. And that ends the 12-0 run. 21-8. Solon still not in double figures as of yet. Cahoe driving a kick to the corner. Two-man game. Wrecker on the baseline. Cut off there, Cahoe. To Raker. He'll step back, fires the three, no good, and a rebound to Jansen. Here comes Solon trying to up-tempo this thing. Noonan, left side, touch pass inside, stolen away. Good defense by Connor Lambert.
Comes over the high side that time, and he times it perfectly. Kind of drew the pass in a little bit, and then gets the steal.
Tall, not the widest guy in the world, but uses that body well. Cahoe inside, got doubled, gave it up. Peterson up top, couple jab steps. Lambert up top. Luke Lambert with the basketball. Hands it back to Raker. 2:40 to play, first half, and a Monticello tempo here.
And now they eat a little clock, and now they get the call from the bench, and what's a run?
21-8. KO going to go one-on-one. Drives in, scoops it up. Nobody drew the foul.
Cahill's trying to get people in a one-on-one situation and uses quickness to get around them and then, like you say, get to the free throw line here.
Cusick will get his second foul. Team foul number 6 on the Spartans. Cahill, who has had a terrific second quarter, will go to the line for Monticello and short on the first. 68% free throw shooter for the Panthers. That pushed the lead to 14. And it's good.
Monticello in the half court, man-to-man.
Now one out of two, 22-8. Noonan left open, left of the circle, turned down the shot. Got it to Jansen now. He'll bounce it inside and too far out in front of Cusick and threw it away.
Yeah, no angle that time for the post. It was difficult. Well defended by Monticello, though.
22-8. Monticello with a basketball. Peterson runs the point here for the Panthers. To Cahoe. Near side corner. Lambert. Connor Lambert up top to Luke. On the floor. Yo-yoing it back was Peterson. Had a clear out there for a moment with Lambert. Raker is really getting into it down in the Mixmaster down below.
I tell you, Cusick's going to have to be careful on that. He doesn't get called for a push.
Cahill at the free throw line. Turns, backs his way in, over into the corner. Raker off the bounce, puts it up from 17, no. And the rebound out of there to Noonan. He'll push it ahead. Noonan out to Jansen. Bounce down right of the lane. Driving his way in and having it stripped was Cusick, and it's out of bounds off of Cusick's leg.
And that's Connor Lambert, I believe, defensively in there with those quick hands. As he came down, he stripped it down, and that good call by the official, went off his leg.
10 turnovers on Solon.
They average 11, I believe, coming into it, so they're almost there.
1:10 to play here in the game's first half, 22-8.
And Monticello's going to say, come out and play us. I was wondering if Solon was going to extend their defense and try to get... They're largely letting Monticello catch the ball on the perimeter. They're not up playing the passing lanes, making it tough.
Quillen back into the ball game now for Solon. Cahoe working on Bluter. Crosses over. 44 seconds to play first half. Monticello just may hold it for the last 80 seconds of the first half.
And Solon not up. Once in a while they give pressure, but otherwise they're letting them catch the ball on the perimeter.
Connor Lambert hands it off, just holding it at the hash mark is Raker. 21 seconds to play. Monticello will go for one. They will get the ball to start the second half, too. Couple jab steps. Peterson with 12. Now they're going to have to get into the offense. Cahoe bounced down low and losing it out of bounds was Raker.
Well, they looked like they wanted what they wanted, an isolation on the block to Raker, but couldn't quite hold on to it.
Full court pressure now.
And there's time for Solon, 7.3 seconds here.
Inbound, Noonan pushing it up with the power dribble. He'll stop, got caught in the air, leaves it for Bluter, just tosses it up, no good, at the horn. Halftime of this 3A Substate Final. And it's been all Monticello. As number two leads number nine at halftime. Monticello 22, number nine, Solon 8. We'll come back, talk halftime after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys Tournament Basketball from KGYM.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
The David Mahoney Morning Show.
According to a study by Purdue University, it showed that artificial sweeteners could result in higher blood pressure, weight gain, increased risk of diabetes.
Is anybody a diet soda drinker in
No.
here? Because every time I'm drinking a diet soda, I feel like I want to die. It tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
There is a reason why three quarters of the word diet is die.
Yeah.
The David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays from 8 to 10. Only on GMOT. 107.5 Cedar Rapids.
Court is back in session, where the judge wears stripes and both teams are ready for a heated debate. No objections, no filibusters here. Only fast pace, in-your-face basketball. Catch all the action right here on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Tuesday night, the Cyclone men host Texas. Coverage begins at 5:30, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, KGYM.
Back at Maquoketa here at halftime. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn with you. Our score at the break, 22-8. Number two leading number nine as it's Monticello over Solon. And it was a 9-7 game after the first quarter. We had the medical emergency and a little bit of a 15-20-minute break right there. Got back to it. The gentleman is okay. That's the best news of all. But, boy, after that and after the five-minute warm-up, it was all Monticello.
It was, and it started off with Cahill for Monticello. He came out, and he played really well to get him going there. I think he maybe had 6 points, and a quick 6 points there by taking the ball to the basket, beating his man off the dribble. And Solon just could not get in any rhythm offensively. You got to give a lot of credit to the Monticello defense out there, doing a good job not fouling and not letting Solon get in any kind of a rhythm at all on offense.
Let's take a look at the first half scoring for Monticello. Ty Cahill leading the way. Three field goals, a couple of free throws. He went on a personal 6-0 run to get the Panthers started in the second quarter. And he leads it at halftime with 8. 5 points apiece for Connor Lambert, including a 3-point goal. Tate Peterson also with 5, including a 3. And Justin Raker with 4 for Monticello. Solon being led off the bench by Bo Jansen with 3. David Bluter, only 2 in the first half, came in averaging 15 a game. Jake Quillen's got 2, and Carson Shive with a free throw for 1. Solon has 10 turnovers. They have more turnovers than they do points here at the halftime break. And Monticello with only 4. Bench scoring right now is 5-0 in favor of Solon. So Spartans only have 3 points from their starting 5 in this basketball game.
And that, you wouldn't have predicted that coming into tonight's ball game, because we know that how well they've been playing and the firepower that they can put up. And the other thing, Scott, is Monticello. I mean, they haven't gone to their bench. Am I correct on that, Scott?
Correct.
And they haven't gone to their bench a single time tonight. The Iron Men out there, those five going at it.
Well, when you play the pace they play, you can do that. And still, they're creating turnovers on the defensive end.
And the other thing they're doing is they're making Solon spend a lot of energy on the defensive end as they're grinding it out and being very deliberate, going side to side, taking maybe 20, 30 seconds off the clock before they ever get into a set, and the coach will call and tell them what they want to run, and they get their look that they want out of it. So I would be shocked, though, Scott, if Solon doesn't come out in the second half. They got to extend their defense. They can't just let Monticello just pass the ball wherever they want to on the perimeter and let them on, and once they catch it, then they come up and they put a little pressure on the ball. But get in those passing lanes and see if they can create something with their defense, get run outs into their offense.
Some of the other scores in 3A at the end of the third quarter. Western Dubuque leading Decorah 42-29. Possible upset, maybe, brewing. After three, Sergeant Bluff-Luton 23, number three, Carroll 21. And how about this? Into the third. Again, how tough is it to beat a team three times in a season? Pella and Grinnell are tied at 37. Grinnell is 10-13 coming into that game.
And everybody thought that that would be kind of an easy path for Pella to get to Des Moines. Grinnell has a little something to say about it.
Yes, they do. And you can never take anything for granted. Girls State Tournament, 3A, West Lyon leading West Burlington 27-17. Cherokee took care of Davenport Assumption 63-43. And if you missed it earlier on today, congratulations to B.J. Mayer and Iowa City West as they knocked off Waterloo West today 65-63 in a honey of a 5A quarterfinal. And West will go on to take on Johnston coming up on Thursday at 12 noon. We'll have that game for you on 106.3 FM. Coming up tomorrow night, more boys sub-state final basketball. We move to Class 4A tomorrow night, as it will be myself and Denny Gettle up at the Fred J. Miller Gymnasium in Waterloo, as it will be number one Cedar Falls trying to take on giant killer Cedar Rapids, Washington tomorrow night. And then also on 106.3 FM, it will be number three Pleasant Valley taking on Iowa City Liberty. Miles and Eric will be over in the Quad Cities for that one coming up, both at 6:45. And then Wednesday, we've got girls state tournament basketball in 2A, West Branch and Grundy Center. That will be a 11:45 start at 106.3 FM, 1:45 and 107.5 FM. It'll be Springville in 1A action taking on number one Algona Garrigan. Nebraska beats Rutgers 72-51 in Big Ten play tonight.
After their leading scorer left the team, correct?
Indeed.
Crazy things. Crazy
college
times.
Basketball in March. We're going to take 2 minute timeout and come back to Maquoketa for the second half of this 3A sub-state final. It is Monticello 22, Solon 8. Back in 2 minutes here on KGYM Sports.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me? Mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus, UFC 259, Saturday, March 6th, a stacked fight card.
Three championship fights.
Undefeated middleweight champion Israel Adesanya challenges Jan Blachowicz for the light heavyweight title. Featherweight champion Amanda Nunes.
This is the GOAT!
Defends her belt against Megan Anderson. And bantamweight champion Fyodor Yan takes on Aljamain Sterling. UFC 259, Saturday, March 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Buy it on ESPNPlus.com/PPV. The prelims start at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and the ESPN app.
The Max Kellerman Show. The Nets started out the season without James Harden, who's their second best player, and then have played recently without Kevin Durant, who's their best player. Also, when Kyrie joined the team, he and Harden had to figure things out. There was an adjustment period. And so the Nets' record does not reflect their entire record, does not reflect the team they've become.
The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Watch exclusively on ESPN+.
Second half about to get underway here from Coconut. Scott Udash and Phil Dunn with you. It'll be Panther basketball going to the bucket to our left. And they'll stick with the starting five. They have not substituted yet. The Lamberts, Luke and Connor, Justin Raker, Ty Cahoe, and Tate Peterson. Up top, Lambert right back to Peterson. Comes off the ball screen with a stutter dribble. Cahoe, right free throw line. Bounce to the corner. Baseline drive in and under and leaving it for Lambert. Here's Peterson now. Man-to-man defense for Solon. And a shive on Peterson. Cahoe is going to be picked up by David Bluter.
They're just letting Monticello catch the ball on the perimeter.
Cahoe scoops it up. No good this time with the right hand instead of the left. And here comes Solon the other way. With Noonan come around the Cusick screen. Up top to Shive. Hands it off to David Bluter. Bluter behind the back with the dribble. Going to have to get Bluter going here. Noonan, cross court, Shive, little shake and bake. He'll drive in all the way and drew the foul. First time Solon has really attacked the basket tonight.
It's on the dribble, off the drive, the challenging him going to the rim that time. Looked a little crisper moving the ball too and in their movement as well, that possession.
Two fouls now on Luke Lambert, first Panther with more than one. Shive on the line and gets the first one to go on a line driver. Second point, Shive 49%. And this one up and right at the average, one out of two.
And Tyler and, Cahoe with the rebound.
And two out of four tonight. 22-9. Minute into the second half, off the overplay, Phil, the ball tipped out of bounds by Shive.
That's one of the few times they got out and they challenged the entry pass into their offense.
So Monticello to inbound over on the far sideline in front of the Solon crowd. As it'll be Connor Lambert getting it into Cahoe. Bluter playing off of him. Cahoe standing left-hand dribble out between the rings. Goes crossover, circles right, directing traffic, bouncing the high post now to Connor Lambert. They work the weave up top. Peterson spins left of the key. Couldn't get the shot off. Cahoe bounced down low. They double down on Raker. Going to back his way in. High arching turnaround right through from the heart of the lane for Raker.
And Solon played him one-on-one that time. No help coming.
24-9. Bluter, a leaner, and an offensive foul.
Transition trying to get down the floor that time. Raker, I believe, was the one who was back defensively. He stood and took that charge as well.
Quillen's going to come in. And he will check in for Noonan. Nope, Bluter. And I like the aggression right there, though.
I think they're talking about it. And I think what might be going on right now is they may be talking to him about defensively what they want him to do.
Coach Galpin down there talking with him. Angling across the timeline is Peterson. Monticello with the lead of 15. Passing the high post. Raker, triple threat position. Got it out of there to Cahoe. On the weave, gets it back from Lambert. Now turns the corner, takes it right elbow. Off the clear out for Connor Lambert. Turns it down to Peterson. Peterson step back. Over in the right wing. Oh. Here's a three up, no good. Contact play on by the offensive board to Cahoe. Shovels it underneath, and we got a push on Solon.
Solon got a little lucky, I think, in that first shot attempt out there. I can say it's a baseline out of bounds, so it's going to be underneath. No free throws here.
Quillen's first. Team foul number two on the Spartans. And the pass out top is thrown away. Good defense there by Will Noonan.
Challenging the passing lane. So now trying to make Monticello catch the ball wherever they want to.
Lead of 15, 24-9 off the screen. Drive down to Kinnick. He'll post up. Little turnaround, no good. And that will send Pustiaska to the free throw line.
As he comes down, he caught the ball in the post. One-on-one, Raker trying to guard him. He comes, spins on him, comes back to his left.
Raker to the free throw line. And the left-hander is short on the first one.
Solon struggling not just from the field, but from the line right now, too.
Kostiaski misses the first. Listening to high school tournament basketball, 107.5 FM, KGYM, the Jim O.T., Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and 106.3 FM. Missed them both. 24-9, 5:20 to play. Ball tipped away by Quillen. Picked back up by Peterson as they let him get away with a couple of hand checks. Out front now, Luke Lambert. Lambert holds it right there. Shive overplaying him to the right. We come up on five to play here in the third. Monticello just shortening the game here.
And again, Solon's back to letting them move the ball on the perimeter.
Peterson on the drive. Peterson all the way in. No look. Bounce pass blocked by Shive on the shot attempt. And out of there with it comes Noonan for Solon. In transition, Noonan, no look pass, Quillen, left side three, too strong, rebound, tipped and picked up by Solon as Noonan got it. Cross court, Quillen on the fake, Quillen on the drive, double pump, leaner, no, and the rebound, the Raker.
Couple cracks at it that time. Good effort on the offensive glass by the Spartans. Couldn't capitalize on it.
24-9 is Bluter, and Jansen will get ready to come in at the next dead ball. Peterson works it to Raker. Circles outside the arc. Kostiaski all over him out there. Gives it up to the baseline. Cahoe on the drive and a foul on a grab called on Noonan.
Two hands trying to drive by. Two hands on him. It's going to be an automatic call by the official.
Turner also going to come in for Solon. As Shive will come out. Quillen will come out. Kostiaski will come out as well. Monticello inbound, right of the glass. They get it inside to Raker. Turnaround up, no, but he was pushed and fouled by Turner.
Raker going to go to the free throw line, get a chance to shoot two.
Raker with six. And Raker 61%. On the free throw line. Just a long, lean body. Misses the first. Senior, four out of the five starters, seniors. With Raker and Luke and Connor Lambert playing together a long, long time. And he got the second. 25-9 Monticello. This all changed with a 12-0 run to start the second quarter by the Panthers. Cusick at the free throw line to Noonan. Working the weave, picks it up, looking for some help, bounces it now to Turner. Gets it right back. They drop it inside to Cusick, and he got the layup to roll in.
Isolate him in the post that time, and a good post up, and his teammates found him where he could catch and shoot.
That's double digits for Solon. 25-11.
It took a while to get there.
Yes, it did. We're over halfway here in the third quarter. Only a 14-point deficit, though. Raker doubled along the baseline. Inside to Cahoe, spinning, puts it up. No, but he drew another foul.
I tell you, that foul was called there on the shot, but it's been a little bit more physical this period. And I think if that's allowed, it's going to be a little to advantage Solon. I think they're the bigger, stronger team in that sense, if they let them play defensively.
Cusick picks up his third personal foul, and Cahoe to the free throw line. And first one good, got the roll.
Five team fouls on Solon.
Back in, Carson Shive, the 6'2 senior guard. And the second free throw also good by Cahoe. He's in double figures with 10.
This is, yeah, I know there's a lot of time left in the game, but pretty important time right now for Solon. You're down 16.
Shy leaves it for Turner. A little poke shot good for the block for Drew Turner. Dribble penetration all setting it up, though.
Trying to be a little more aggressive off the dribble, Solon is.
27-13, under three to play in the third. They're going to clear it out. Cahoe's going to go one-on-one. Got off by Bluter, got it out to Raker. Puts it on the floor, driving right of the lane, and threw it away. Got caught in the air as part of the paratrooper's club.
Yeah, he was going to try and shoot the ball as he went in there, and there was good defense by Solon on the recovery.
We get a Monticello timeout here, and it will be a full timeout. 2:44 to play, third quarter. Monticello 27, Solon 13. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, it's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cash back match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Back with you after the timeout from Maquoketa in this 3A sub-state final. As Solon down by 14 with a basketball.
Monticello's doing a little face guard on Bluter. They don't want him to catch the ball.
Nope, Lambert's on him. Shy picks it up left of the key, hands it back to Quillen in there along with Bluter, Jansen, and also Kennick. Here's a follow away by Bluter, forced it up, no good. Got his own rebound though at the free throw line. Spinning, Bluter. Backs his way in, spins up, good. He'll count the foul for David Bluter. Stuck with it.
Kept alive because of the offensive rebound, and Monticello not able to corral a defensive rebound to get the stop.
And this is the third on Luke Lambert. So will Monticello go to the bench?
We have not yet tonight.
Bluter to try to cap off the three-point play to pull Solon within 11, and he does. Cusick back in. Bluter will come out. As
Solon's going to pick up full court man-to-man after the made free throw.
Maybe try to get this tempo going a little bit. Here's Peterson. Bringing it up with Quillen on him. Crosses the timeline to Cahoe. Cahoe going to go one-on-one. Yo-yos it back right of the key. Cross-court pass now. Lambert up top. Cahoe on the fake. On the drive, and he got fouled on the double.
Team foul number 6. They're getting close to the bonus.
I think they got Shive. And that is the foul. Carson Shive gets his second. Bluter right back in for Jansen.
And Solon's going to stay in the man-to-man on the baseline out of bounds. Monticello is in a 1-4 look.
Inbound, they'll lob it in the lane. Raker fakes, turnaround up, rimming no, and the rebound out of there to Cusick.
Got the look they wanted, they did, with Raker right in front of the rim.
They cut this to single digits, Solon can here. Cusick working the wave to Shive, and they got an offensive foul on Shive.
And that was Tate Peterson defensively from Monticello who stood in front. That's a big possession, Scott. As you said, it could have got to single digits. It wasn't long ago. It was 27-11. Solon getting a little bit of that momentum now.
Again, the full court pressure. Minute 38 to play in the third. Peterson zigzagging his way into the front court to Luke Lambert. Back it comes, Peterson. And Solon, like you said, they've extended that defense in the second half. KO with Bluter on him. Comes around the ball screen. Peterson quickly in the corner to Lambert. They're going to hold it again for the final minute 20?
I think if Solon aren't going to pressure him, they will.
KO behind the back with the dribble. Raker off the clear out to Peterson up top. Quillen on him. Down to a minute 5 to play here in the third quarter. Monticello up by 11, turning the corner. Cahoe behind the back with a dribble. Drives on Bluter, leads it for Peterson right of the lane. Stop and go, takes it inside. Tried to shovel it to Lambert, tipped away and stolen. Kennett got a hand on it.
Yeah, Lambert, good defense by Solon to intercept that. Lambert, I don't think was expecting it. I think he was getting ready for an offensive rebound.
Bustiaski got a hand on it. And now Solon with a chance to get it to single digits and the ball to start the fourth.
They're gonna hold for one? Thought maybe they'd go right away.
At the near side hash mark, circles left, now brings it out to Cusick with 20 seconds to play in the third. Here's Quillen, down to 12. High ball screen, gonna be set, comes off that left, stop and go, takes it left of the lane, cut off, up top, stepping in, 17-footer on the way, no good, back tap from his backside, putback shot, no good. And that is it for the third quarter, as Coach Galpin wanted a foul and didn't get it. We are through three. Monticello, 27. Solon, 16. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys Substate Final Basketball from KGYN.
Back in 1944, there was a young watchmaker named Willa Dickens. He had his eye on a local jewelry store. As soon as their watchmaker left, he took the position. Worked long days, learned the ropes, and achieved his dream of owning and running Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. When his sons Terry and Tim could barely see over the jewelry cases, they began learning at his side. It's the Dickens family that gives Hertine and Stocker Jewelers its unbending reputation for integrity. They also offer a brand of service that hardly exists anymore, like a layaway program. When someone finds a beautiful something to have or give, they put some money down, pay on it each month, interest-free, of course. And when it's paid for, it's theirs for keeps. Stop by, see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. And step in and say hello to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Well, close to Solon has been in a while here, Phil. And they're going to get the ball to start quarter number four. It's 27-16. As it'll be the Spartans attacking the basket to our right. The ball tipped out of bounds by Connor Lambert.
Baseline out of bounds for Solon right now. You're going to have Shive at the inbounder.
Inbound, inside, shot up good off the inbound play to Cusick.
Just everybody's play that everybody runs, Scott. That screen the screener, and you roll back after you set that screen. Found himself open.
Cahoe will get the foul, and the three-point play is up and good. Swish through by Cusick. And here comes the full court pressure, and it's an eight-point game at 27-19. Double team in the backcourt. Here's Peterson. As Quillen fell down and got the crowd kind of excited. Cahoe in the hand back. Got it back from Lambert. Working on Noonan. Noonan slapped it away for a moment. Cahoe picked it up. Cahoe drives in. Had it blocked. Ooh, and a late whistle and a foul.
Yeah. Be a big careful right there. He might get a technical out there as well.
That's a fourth on Cusick.
A lot of contact going on early on that one. Okay. Cahill going to get to shoot two free throws now. Rest of the way, they're going to be in the bonus.
Got the first. David Bluter back in, and they're going to have to get Cusick out.
They've been kind of trying to sub an offensive defense, it looked like. Bluter had been going out defensively and coming back in on offensive possession.
Second one dances and goes in and out. And out of there with it, Solon, 28-19, lead at 9. Quillen in there, Bluter coming off the screen. Might have got away with shuffling feet to Shive. Three good, right of the key.
And Solon up, now going to try to pick full court man-to-man.
28-22. Solon will not go away. They have owned the second half after Monticello owned the second quarter. Here's Raker driving in. Doubled at the right elbow and a reach foul called on Pustiaski.
Raker go to the free throw line again. It was 27-11, if I remember correctly, Scott. We had talked about how he's getting in a little bit of a danger zone for Solon, and they've responded. They've come back.
Raker on the line for the final 1-1. It's on the way, and short, way short. And the rebound to Solon. Here comes Noonan, bringing it up with the power dribble. Under seven to play. Still a lot of time for the Spartans. Down by six. Quillen yo-yos it back to the center circle. Working on Lambert. Over comes Noonan. Drops it inside to Shy. Pump fake. Had it blocked by Raker and picked up by Monticello. Maybe the biggest defensive play of the night right there.
Walled up and played it really well without committing a foul.
Cahoe to Peterson. Wide open three. No good. Rebound to Quillen. Hey, this thing is not for the faint of heart. You're getting jostled every time you go up. Here's Quillen. Wide open three. No. Offensive rebound to Solon. Back out top. Three-pointer way off the mark. No good. And Monticello the rebound.
Couple cracks at it, as Solon did.
Coach Lambert wants him to spread the court.
And I'm sure he's going to talk about taking some time off the clock, too.
Everybody getting up. 6 minutes to play. Kehoe spins in the lane, got doubled. Ranker puts it on the floor. He lost it, flips it underneath. Layup good. It'll count a foul by Connor Lambert.
One thing they might want to check is there's a lot of kids slipping down there in that end of the floor right now. That's probably the third or fourth player we saw. They might need to check the floor.
Fourth on Carson Shy. He's got four. Cusick has four for Solon.
Big basket for Monticello right there.
And the free throw is good for Connor Lambert. A fortunate basket, too, because that was a turnover that just happened to get a tip right to a Panther.
Right, and yes, and he was right there by the basket, and he knew what to do with it.
Here's a pass inside, and a hold going to be whistled on Monticello. Tate Peterson's first. Team foul number five is it on the Panthers.
Monticello's been man-to-man all night long.
Bluter, they dump it inside. Nice catch. Pustianic scores on a little left-hand turnaround. Pustianica.
Good positioning by him that time. Not bad defense by Monticello. Raker came from the backside. That was just a good finish over the top.
31-24, 5:20 to play here in the ball game. Lambert had it poked away. Shive still. 3-on-2 break. Noonan fakes, spins. Kicks it back, jab step. Cusick looking for somebody to hand it off to, and Bluter had to go off his leg out of bounds.
Cahill trying to deny that time. He got his hand in there just enough to disrupt it, and it bounced off Bluter's foot.
Western Dubuque has beaten Decorah 58-42, and Sergeant Bluff Luton for the second straight year upsets Carroll. They may want to go somewhere else next year. 36-29. Earlier, it was Dallas Center Grimes getting into the tournament as well. Monticello with 4:35 to play. Cahoe drives in and scores on Bluter with the right hand.
Yeah, he's able to. They spread it out and they let Cahoe drive the middle of the basketball as well.
So Shive fouls out as it'll be free throws coming up after the Shive foul. Cahoe, free throw curls in.
Puts it over the front of the rim there. He's been big for them this ball game. Started in the second period.
34-26. Monticello, and they get 35. Yeah, Cahoe's been a big part of it.
And again, they're picking up a little bit three-quarter court defense, but then backing up, just trying to slow them down a little bit.
Halfway home here in the fourth quarter. Bluter working the wave. Noonan drives into the lane. Gets doubled, backs his way in there. Kinnick gets it back outside to Bluter. Baseline pull-up won't go. Back tap picked up by Monticello.
And Solon has to extend. They got to get up with you down nine.
Yeah, 3:40 to play here. Kayo got loose on the right baseline. Pass up top. Tip stolen. Noonan got the tip. Turnover number nine. 35-26. Solon still down by nine. Coming to the ball. Noonan. Jab step. Far corner, Kinnick holds it high over his head, looking for Cusick inside. Instead to Quillen, off the Bluter screen. Back it comes, right side. Three is an air ball, and it's saved into Monticello. As Noonan came up short. And there's a foul.
Ooh.
No, a timeout. Boy, I thought Quillen committed the foul. Instead, they got the timeout.
Timeout saved him there.
And that will leave Monticello with, looks like, two timeouts remaining and two as well for Solon. Again, Western Dubuque a winner. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a winner. West Lyon beat West Burlington at the girls state basketball tournament. And see if we can find some other 3A scores here. As we're coming down to the wire here, and you got to get you got to extend the defense certainly even more.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get up and you're gonna have to play like they. It's kind of how they got back in this a little bit by doing that in the midway through the third period. They made their little push there, but Monticello, pretty good free throw shooting team. That's you're gonna want to get it with turnovers as opposed to put them on the free throw line.
Pella has won 63-52 as they get the victory over a game Grinnell team. We're just looking for Clear Lake and Humboldt. That's the only one that we haven't got. Ballard has the early lead on Bondurant Farrar in the back half of the doubleheader at Indianola. Monticello with the ball, under three to play. Cahoe behind the back dribble. It's got Jansen on him now, and Panthers are just extending the court here.
They're spreading it out. I don't think they have any intention to score unless it's going to be a layup.
There's a hand check, a foul raker.
You're in Monticello's wheelhouse right now because of the way they like to play.
Pustiaski picked up the foul, his third, and that will send Justin Raker to the free throw line. He's 1-for-3 tonight. This one up and right through.
Able to connect there.
Bluter back in. 36-26, the lead back to double digits. Monticello had it to six. Or excuse me, Solon had it to six. And it's back to 11. 37-26, Monty with the lead. Here's Noonan, comes off the ball screen, driving left of the lane. Hangs, puts it up and scores all the way. And a quick timeout taken by the Spartans.
That leaves down to one, if I'm correct in my calculations for Solon. Only one left.
One left to a 2:35 remaining in the ball game. And right now you're in a pickle, though, if you're the Spartans, because you've got to extend the defense. You've got guys with foul trouble, number one. Number two, you've got them in the double bonus at this point. So,
yeah, so if you got to try and get something off a steal if you can, and so coming out of the timeout here, you know, do you guard the basketball, or are you going to put somebody off the ball and try and double up, face guard? Don't be surprised if Monticello throws deep though on this. Solon's got to be a little bit careful of that, because Monticello's probably talking about that right now, that Solon might be selling out on face guarding and everything. You can set your man up and go deep. Don't be afraid to throw over the top.
Monticello has played five guys in the ball game.
That's amazing. You don't see that in this day and age. I can't remember ever seeing it.
It's been a long time. 37-28, 2:35 to play. Looking, and they get it into Cahoe. Going to try to get out of a double, and a foul called on a reach. I think they got Quillen.
Cahoe go to the free throw line.
And Cahoe, 68%. He's been there a ton tonight.
He's been so good for them offensively and defensively as well, but he really got them going in the second period.
7 of 9, make it 8 out of 10. 16 for Ty Cahoe as David Bluter back into the Solon lineup. And the second free throw upcoming. It's on the way. No good short. Kennick got the rebound. 38-28, 2.5 to play. Still some time. And a blocking foul going to be called on Cahoe. Only the 16 foul, though.
And Cahoe, I think, got his feet tangled up. Couldn't quite get in front of him in time. Yeah, it's still an out-of-bounds situation, but clock stopping.
They got the old-fashioned scoreboard, if you will, on top of the playing surface here at Maquoketa, which I like. Quillen, crossover dribble, takes it in the lane, shovels it off. Cusick gets it right back. Jab step, now up for three with it short, and a rebound out of there to Luke Lambert. Ball tipped in the backcourt, still loose, and Bluter got it off the turnover and scores.
That's what Solon has to do. They have to get it off of steals, not put them on the free throw line.
38-30, and a foul on the double in the backcourt. Monticello's getting it into the corners, and that's not where you want to go.
That's exactly where Solon wants him to go. If they force him down there, they have no room to operate down there.
Will Noonan gets his third. And Luke Lambert looking for his first point tonight. Averages just about 10. 73% from the line. First to two is good.
Big moment to collect your first point.
And they're going to bring everybody off the line here, Monticello is.
Get back on defense. Don't commit any fouls over the back.
Second one on the way, up and off the right side, no good. One out of two, 39-30, minute 56 to play in the ball game. Noonan, stutter dribble, coming left. Hook pass up top, on the drive, Cusick, and he scores on the scoop layup, and timeout, Solon, that's it.
That's going to be a full one.
Nine for Ben Cusick, and Solon uses their final timeout.
With a minute 42 left in the ball game.
Well, you like to have one left, though.
So they're going to try and force now again. Obviously, they're going to want Monticello to catch it in the corner, like you talked about the last possession. If they force him down there along the baseline, in line, on that corner, make him catch it, use the sideline as one of your teammates. I'm sure Monticello's talking about that's not where we want to go. If you can get the ball in the middle of the floor, that's great.
39-32, in case you joined us late. 9-7 lead, Monticello after the first quarter. We had a medical emergency between the first and second quarters. Had a break, came back, and that's the difference of the game. Monticello went 12-0 to start the second quarter. Outscored Solon 13-1. Led 22-8 at halftime. And then
27-11 at one point.
Yep, 27-16 after the third. Solon got it to six, and that was as close as they could get. And timeout, Monticello. They couldn't get it in.
Solon did what they wanted. They forced them into that timeout.
30-second timeout, and only one remaining in the ball game.
It was after a made basket, so Monticello should be able to run the baseline if they want to. They don't have to stay stationary.
39-32. Monticello trying to get back to state, this time in Class 3A. River Valley Conference champs. Solon, the Womack East champs.
And what's Monticello's defensive average? About 34 coming into tonight?
Correct.
They're pretty much on track here with
Solon. They sent somebody deep. I thought they might. They have not. And they'll get it in again in the corner. Luke Lambert. Trap somehow got out of there with it and got it to Peterson, and then Peterson fouled by Quillen.
Come from behind, trying to poke it away, and it gets a piece of the arm as well.
Peterson has not scored in the second half. 74% from the free throw line. Sophomore with four senior starters. And it's up and good. Rattled it in. Offense for defense for Solon. Bluter back in for Bo Jansen. And one more free throw.
Monticello.
Good.
Monticello having everybody back like they did in the previous free throw possession.
Peterson's got seven. 41-32, minute 40 to play. Coming down the left side of the lane. Nice shovel underneath, and the layup good by Pustiowski. He's got four. Pressure in the backcourt. Minute 30 to play, 41-34. Monticello. Peterson wiggles out of the trap, and Quillen gets the foul on the reach with a minute 24.
Monticello pretty good with the ball. They split in double teams out there. Solon's coming pretty hard on the traps, and Monticello split a couple of them.
The length is helping that. Monticello's got some length with 6'3", 6'4", and 6'6". Peterson back to the line and got the first.
Big free throws.
Shooting it much better tonight than a 64% team. Second one up. That one's also good. Peterson's 4 out of 4, and he's got 9. 43-34, lead at 9. Noonan coming off the high ball screen. Spins. Going to have to drop it off. Cusick with the catch. They have it. Drop off pass to Cusick inside, and he was fouled by Connor Lambert.
Yeah, Connor just couldn't quite get behind him quick enough out there, Lambert. Cusick done a good job posting up. We've seen him do that several times in this ball game.
Three possession game, and Cusick can get it back down to 7, and the free throw is good. He's got 10. As Jacob Timmons comes in for the first time for Solon. 6'3", junior, second free throw, in and out, no good, and Luke Lambert got the rebound.
Here comes the pressure.
Cahoe threw it in the corner. Here's Peterson. Slips through defenders. Peterson to Lambert into the front court. 1 minute to play here in this sub-state final. And, oh, a tip away, but a foul. They get Noonan.
Look like it.
Fourth on Will Noonan.
And Monticello, as they came down the floor, they could have went in for a score. Smart decision. They pull it back out. They want to eat clock.
Lambert, free throw, good. 2 out of 3. Got 2 points. As Lambert will have one more to try to make it a 4-possession lead with 57.5. And can't get it to go, so it stays at 9. Solon needs 3s, though. Behind the screen, Noonan, top of the key, over to Quillen. He'll circle into the lane, spins, fakes, goes up, and before the shot, foul.
I think they caught. We got number Peterson. He's grabbing a little bit of jersey as he was trying to go down the lane.
That'd be a 1-1. As Quillen will go to the line for the 1 and maybe. Quillen 74%, 47.8 seconds remaining. Solon down by 9. And the 1-1 is missed. No good, and Raker got the rebound.
He went up high to get that one.
Then it was tipped out of bounds by Jansen. It's going to stay with the Panthers.
Monticello going to run the old circle here. Wheel play.
The old Tom Davis. They got it to Peterson. Ooh. Goes behind the back with it. And had it taken away. Lead ahead, and they let Cusick go for the layup, and no timeouts left. Cusick with 12. Down to 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Cahoe had it tipped away, and we got a kick. Ooh. By Monticello, and it's going to go to Solon. With 26.9, and the Spartans down 7, still with a heartbeat here.
3 would bode really well for him right now.
You got to get it quick, though. Inbound. Noonan. Starts to drive. Comes off the screen. Steps back. Cross court. Quillen. Time ticking away. 18 seconds. Bluter inside. Posting up. Turnaround. No. Quillen the rebound. Quillen the put back. Up and good. No timeouts left, though.
Keep playing.
10 seconds to play. Trap in the backcourt. And a foul with 8.9. Solon has it down to 5, but they're running out of time.
Now they need a miss here right now. And they got Lambert, Luke Lambert, going to the free throw line. If you're Solon.
Fifth on Will Noonan. He'll foul out with 8.9 left.
And they got to remember, if 5 seconds or left, or less left, coming to the other end.
Game's over.
Yeah, Monticello doesn't have to inbound it.
Luke Lambert with the double bonus. It's good. Makes it a 2-possession full game at 45-39. This one might do it.
I think so. It would take something miraculous for the Spartans.
Second one won't go. 8.9. Here comes Quillen. into the front court. Quillen, they're going to let him go. He'll drive in, left the finger roll short, and that is it. Monticello is off to the state tournament in 3A this year as the Panthers defeat the Solon Spartans 45-39. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the postgame from Maquoketa after this here on KGYN.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Colonel Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Colonel Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
As long as Deshaun Watson keeps his heels planted firmly, he'll be fine. He's got to believe, though. He can't tell them he's not going to play this year and then come in like Melvin Gordon later on. Once you say it to the Houston Texans, I'm not playing, he's got to stick to it. Can't threaten it and then not do it.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio.
Court is back in session, where the judge wears stripes, and both teams are ready for a heated debate. No objections, no filibusters here, only fast pace, in-your-face basketball. Catch all the action right here on the Cyclone Sports Network.
Tuesday night, the Cyclone Men host Texas. Coverage begins at 5:30, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, KGYM.
Back with you here from Coconut on the postgame show here on KGYM 107.5 and 106.3 FM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. 45-39, Monticello holds on and beats Solon. A game comeback, but just too far down against a deliberate team for Solon tonight.
Yeah, and Monticello, they executed their game plan. They did what they wanted to. They took time off the clock early and made Solon play a lot of defense, and Solon really couldn't get anything going, any kind of streaks or anything like that going on the floor. So give all the credit in the world to Monticello. They did what they wanted to do to control this basketball game.
So the Panthers go to 22-0. They will go to the state tournament, and we'll have to wait and see how the seedings will come out. That will not be until tomorrow due to the fact that one game will be played tomorrow. That is Davenport, Assumption, and Mount Vernon. They are going to go at it. And that will be over in the Quad Cities. Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for Monticello. They go to 22-0 and head off to Wells Fargo Arena. They played the Iron Five today. Nobody off the bench came in the ball game for Monticello. Their scoring looks like this. Ty Cahoe leading the way. 8 in the first half, 8 in the second half for the 6-foot senior. Ended up with 16, 4 field goals, and then 8 free throws out of 11 for the senior. 9 points for the sophomore, Tate Peterson. 4 out of 4 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. 8 points for Connor Lambert. Justin Raker had 9, and Luke Lambert chipped in with 3. For Solon, they end their year at 21-3 for the WAMAC East champs, led by Ben Cusick. The senior had an even dozen all in the second half. David Bluter, in his final game for Solon, ended up with 7 points. Carson Shive had 5. Jake Quillen off the bench with 4. And Kenick Pustiaski had 4 as well. 3 for Bo Jansen. Will Noonan had two, and Drew Turner had two. Turnovers 13 for Solon, 12 for Monticello. 9-0, Solon won the bench scoring in the ball game. 15-10, 2-point goals. Solon had the advantage there. Monticello only made 3 field goals in the second half of the ball game tonight in this one. Only 3 made threes in the ball game, 2 of those by Monticello, both in the first half. But the Panthers got in the bonus early, ended up 19 of 27 in the ball game from the free throw line for 67%. Solon did not help their cause from the free throw line. They were 6 of 13, under 50% in the ball game this evening. But good win for the Panthers and a good season for Solon.
It was, and you know, this is these kinds of games, and when you get into these sub-state finals, and a good team's going to go home, but somebody that's had a good season is going to pack up their gear for the one final time. So it's very exciting for that team that wins, but that team that doesn't pull it through, you got to go through some difficult times. But big picture, great season for Solon.
Great season indeed for Coach Galpin and the Solon Spartans coming into it, as they will retire with a mark of 21-3 on the campaign. And Solon will, one of their losses to Mount Vernon. They'll be playing in a sub-state final tomorrow night. Another one here, obviously, to a state tournament team in Monticello. And then they lost to Central DeWitt in the first game of the year.
Very first game, yeah.
Very first game of the year. So Monticello will move on. The other games in 3A, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Carroll, upset number 3 Carroll tonight, if you will, 36-29. Western Dubuque out of the Mississippi Valley going, beating Decorah 58-42 tonight. Pella held off Grinnell 63-52. Dallas Center Grimes beat Atlantic 48-37. And see if we can get a score on the Humboldt Clear Lake game before we depart here tonight. Clear Lake, a heavy favorite. Same conference, beat them twice during the season. But as we know, Phil.
Anything happens this time of year.
How interesting it gets when that third game gets going here. But we shall see on it. And we got Pella, as we mentioned. And try to find that score, but not seeing it right now. Ballard leading Bondurant Farrar 34-26. That was the late start in the doubleheader down in Indianola. They are at halftime right now. And nope, they have not seen the Clear Lake score. So
I've not been able to locate it either.
Maybe they're playing tomorrow. I believe it was today, though. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. We're back at it tomorrow, as it will be Class 4A sub-state finals coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll be at the Fred J. Miller Gymnasium in Waterloo at East High tomorrow night, as it'll be unbeaten, number 1 rated, Cedar Falls taking on the Washington Warriors tomorrow night. 6:45, the pregame. That will be on 107.5 FM. And on 106.3 FM, it'll be Iowa City Liberty. The Lightning will head off to the Quad Cities to take on Pleasant Valley, number 3 rated Pleasant Valley tomorrow night. And that will also be at 6:45, coming your way right here on KGYN. Phil, thanks. Hope we get to do another one. Denny will join me tomorrow.
Yes, and been a lot of fun here tonight, Scott. These sub-state semifinals never get old. And it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll get some more in.
That's right. So tune in tomorrow night. We'll have more basketball coming your way right here on KGYM. We're going to get you back to Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That coming your way on ESPN and KGYM. Big thanks to everybody here at Maquoketa for all their help. And, of course, a big thanks to Ben back in the studio. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters as well, that brings you high school sports action right here on KGYM. For Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Final score of this 3A sub-state final tonight. Number 2, Monticello, 45. Number 9, Solon, 39. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Maquoketa.